At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Let's take a look at the news for this Thursday. It's the 12th day of March for 2020. Well, topping the news today, a cold weather system will bring widespread snow to the Sierra Nevada this weekend. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for the Sierra Nevada and the Mother Lode above 2,500 feet from Saturday morning through Monday morning. Snow will develop on Sunday and become moderate to heavy at times from Saturday night into Sunday evening. Generally, snow levels will range from 2,000 to 4,000 feet. Total snow accumulations above the 2,500-foot elevation will range from 4 to 8 inches, and above the 4,000-foot elevation, the total snow accumulations will range from 2 to 4 feet. Now, wind gusts are forecasted to range from 40 to 60 miles an hour over the peaks and ridges. Now, mountain travel will become difficult and hazardous starting Saturday and continuing into early Monday. Expect chain controls, traffic delays, and even possible road closures. Well, the Amador County School Board has approved incentives for senior school staff to retire earlier as a cost-saving measure. Meeting Wednesday night, the board approved retirement incentives for both teacher and non-teacher positions. Non-teaching staff that chose to retire will receive $5,000 from the school district in a health savings account, and teachers who retire early will receive $10,000 in a health savings account. The money can be used to pay for any future health care expenses. Staff that have already put in their papers for retirement this year are eligible to receive those incentives as well. Now, due to the different pay scale for a senior staff member and a newly hired replacement, the school district will be able to save money overall by encouraging staff to retire early. In other matters, the board reviewed the budget of the school district, received an update on teaching students who are learning English as a second language, and heard a report from students and teachers on activities at Jackson Junior High School. And speaking of meetings, the Plymouth City Council meeting, originally scheduled for tonight, has been canceled. Plymouth City Council meeting canceled for tonight. Well, CAL FIRE this week awarded $43.5 million to local organizations to reduce the risk of wildfires to homes and communities across California. 55 local fire prevention projects are receiving funding for hazardous fuel reductions, wildfire preparedness planning, and fire prevention education. The Amador Fire Safe Council will receive a total of $1,044,296 for a project called the Amador County Collaborative Ingress, Egress, and Education Plan. The Fire Safe Council's vision for this project is to have every ingress and egress route west of Dewdrop in Amador County mapped, understood, and safely cleared. The council has worked over the past 6 months with CAL FIRE, Amador Office of Emergency Services, Amador Fire Protection District, all other fire protection districts in the county, and the Amador County Transportation Commission to identify the routes. Improved ingress and egress will be improved for 17,000 residents and enhance protection for 10,000 habitable structures. Since 2014, CAL FIRE has funded over 430 local fire prevention grants, totaling more than $150 million throughout the state. And tonight's Wildfire Safety Town Hall meeting for the Oaks has been canceled. CAL FIRE announced the cancellation earlier this week. The meeting was set to take place at the Oaks Community Center starting at 6 tonight. Again, that has been canceled. Wildfire Safety Town Hall meeting for the Oaks. Also canceled, the 28th annual Murphy's Irish Day Street Fair and Festival. The town's business association announced Wednesday that the celebration is canceled in the wake of the two confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Copperopolis area. The event was scheduled for March 21st in Murphy's. And Dr. Rita Kerr gave the thumbs up and the okay for the Jackson Lions Club to hold Dandelion Days this weekend on Main Street in Jackson. And that's a quick look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.